You're on the phone with your mother yesterday, and I don't know what I was doing. I come out of the bedroom and you're on the phone on the couch talking to your mother, and that's fine. I'm just kind of listening, and I rarely even say hello because I feel like that's your business, you know? I don't want to interrupt
your
phone call.
You could say hi.
I know I could say hi, but
she
like,
would love it.
I don't know. I just feel funny. Like, if you're on the phone in the middle of a conversation, I don't want to just pop up and surprise everybody. I just feel a little funny because, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. But I hear out of my peripheral as I'm milling around, I hear you talking to her, and she says something to the effect of, and I'm going to go ahead and figure out how to leave this house in your name.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening a little more intently, and she says, yeah, I just got to get the down payment. And I'm like, all right, so she's talking about a house. She's not talking about the house she lives in now. Her, your mother lives in Florida, for those that haven't heard her mention this. She's still working, and her partner is retired, but and she's very close, but she's not retired yet, right? Maybe not very, very close, but she's close.
She's close, yeah.
So she's thinking about investments and this sort of thing. And she's always, everything about Florida, she's one of these people. I mean, Joe doesn't even live there and he does this, right? Everything about Florida is great.
Amazing.
Ask them something about Florida, it's great.
It's the best place they've ever been. Can't believe she wasn't there sooner. She'll never leave. This is home.
And this is part of what she's saying here is about how the rates on homes are great, the home prices are great, the tax rate, the percentage rate, the APR.
She's a real estate agent, so she really looks into all of this stuff and
all
knows
the tax stuff, all the money stuff. She said, everything's great, checking all the boxes. I said to you, well, I guess I'll ask you, just tell me again. She's going to leave you a house.
Okay.
What did I hear exactly?
No, it's not a house.
Not a house.
It's land.
It's land, but it has a house on it?
It's land that's being auctioned off that has a trailer on it that has not been used since like 1994. And
We're talking about like a trailer park house.
Yes, like a single wide trailer, like a
not like a Mack truck trailer.
No.
We're like talking about a trailer home,
like a trailer home that's on this acre and a half of land.
Well, acre and a half of land is nice.
Right.
That's a lot of land.
And she wants to purchase this land from auction, but she already has a home and a rental home, so she wants to put it in my name.
Why? Is the idea that it'll appreciate and you'll have a little nest egg?
Well, I think I would get it anyway, no matter what, because she always tries to make sure that I know what's going on just in case anything happens.
Okay, fine.
Whatever.
Hang on. So her thinking is not, I saw this piece of property with a trailer on it, and I thought, this could be for you, honey. This is your dream house. That's not what she means, right? This is an investment property.
I don't think exactly that, because she did mention that you could put two homes on the land, because it's I don't think she meant like we'll live in the trailer, but she did mention renting out the trailer for an Airbnb or as a rental. And I don't know how to break it to her that a single wide from 1994 that no one's ever been in on this acre and a half of land that nobody's touching and is being auctioned off. Nobody wants to live in that.
I got to be honest with you. The fact that the home has not been lived in 30 years and the fact that the land is being auctioned off and it's in the middle of Florida, this suggests to me a DEA situation.
Oh, yeah.
Is there some sort of a Walter White Breaking Bad?
I don't know.
Like, why has no one lived in the trailer for so long?
I don't know.
Has she seen the property?
She's seen the property.
And she's impressed still. How much is the property? Do we know?
She only has to pay the back tax on it. So it's But
that could be pretty good.
The thing is, it's an auction. So you got to come in highest and best.
Yeah.
So she has to ask way above what is owed on it to even have a chance, because other people will be bidding on it. But she really wants this piece of land. And
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll level that thing, build a Chick-fil-A, and I'll be rolling in the money. Come on in. Let's do that.
That's a great idea.
I'll be a chicken man. Why not? I like how she saw this and thought of you. That's so funny. But
she thought it was a good investment. That was the point. It's something to invest in for later. And, you know, it's always good to have land. You can do whatever you want with it if you own it.
Rochelle is, she claims that she's not a radio geek, Joe. But yesterday she tells me she's got the earbuds in and she's listening to us doing the show when she was out yesterday.
Yes.
And she said she heard us discussing on the air the Thursday night meeting. So just to confirm, Rochelle is also invited and we can come. Because technically
she can come if she wants, sure. Yeah.
She's not part of the planning committee necessarily. And why would she want to be? But she can come, right? So her and Marianne can hang out maybe. Is Marianne going to be home?
Yeah, let me find out if she's going to be here, because I heard yesterday she said, do I have to be at this? And I said, no.
Oh, well, maybe they can go get drinks or something.
Yeah, I was saying maybe we can just go.
You can go over to Crohn's.
Yeah, can we do that?
You can do whatever you want. What am I going to do? Say no?
I just don't want to impose by bringing, plus one.
What am I supposed to do?
All right.
I mean, you don't really, seriously. I mean, I was like, I'll get, can I go out with the girls? What am I going to do? Say no? You can't say no.
I mean, you could. I'm sure
they're... What'll that get me? Nothing.
Slap.
That gets me, how dare you? You know, so, I mean, you know, she never said that. But, I mean, I just, you know, no, you never say it. It's just, I don't care. Go ahead, do what you got to do. All
right, so, I guess Rochelle is going to be coming along, so... That'll be Thursday.
Well, good. That means, well, now you also realize you have to stay here to the end of the meeting. You know that.
Yeah, but the meeting starts at 4, right? Is it at 4?
No, 5:30.
Can't we make it 4:30?
No, because everyone else is coming at 5:30. You can come at 4:30 if you want.
All right, maybe we'll do that. This would be great. You and I can hang out for a little while. Imagine that.
Oh, boy, that's going to be great.
Because every other time I see you socially, there's the, listen, don't monopolize my time. I got other people to talk to.
Yeah, well, that's what I say to you all the time. Because not, I say that to like my friends, right? I said, look, I can't talk to you. I got other things I got to do. And it's usually true. Like at the event we did the last time at the fundraiser, yeah, I mean, I talk to you every day. I don't need to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. That was like you with Liam the other day. Just walk right by your son. Hey, where's my grandkid?
Right by him.
I don't have any time for you. Also, I have to go to the, I might have to go to the city tonight, and I'm starting to perspire about that. Because, well, you remember last week, I was complaining that I had a friend who was in town and wanted us to hang out, and I was not available any night he was available. And then he sent me crying face emojis, and I felt bad about it. Well, right. It turns out that he knows a lot of people I know, and that he was hanging out with Kid Kelly, who occasionally works on a radio station here with us, but he lives in Florida most of the time. I didn't realize Kid was in town, so I said, hey, Kid, I saw you on Facebook. You're in the city? You're in Jersey? Where are you? And he didn't respond, and then I got a message last night at like 11 o'clock at night saying, give me a buzz. We'll get together tomorrow, meaning today. And I'm like, oh, boy, he's going to be in New York, and I'm going to have to go in there if I want to see him. And now if I read, I don't want
to
go.
You can't go into New York to see Kid Kelly when you didn't go last week to see your other friend.
That's the other part of the problem.
You can't do that.
I know.
You can't do that.
But he asked me about last week. I was busy last week. Tonight, I really don't have anything other than I don't want to go into New York on a Tuesday night. So I got to see if I can convince him somehow to come over. I know, I'll go pick him up. I'll go to South Amboy and deal with those traffic guards again, crossing guards again.
Now, can I ask another question? And I don't mean to be, I'm not being mean or nasty or anything. Yep. I just have a question. Why do you go to South Amboy?
I don't know. It's just convenient, a little farther north than where we are. So it's just, I don't know. I don't want to drive to Newark.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, why don't you take the Northeast Corridor instead of along the coastline from where you live? I don't want to say where you live, but from where you live. I think the corridor would probably be better for you, but that's just, I mean, I don't know.
I don't really have an answer other than I just don't feel like going into the city on a Tuesday night, so. But I know there you go.
Or well, then worse, you know the trains aren't working.
Yeah, well, you know what's even worse is his family, I think, is in Brooklyn, so that'd be even worse to be asked to go over there.
You're not going to Brooklyn. No. You never get back.
That's what I mean, so. No, I feel bad I texted him. I should have just left well enough alone.
Probably. This is what happens to you all the time. You want to hang out with somebody, and then they make plans to do it, and then you're like, I got to hang out with somebody.
It's not that I don't want to see Kid. I love Kid. I don't want to travel over there is what I'm saying. I want him to come to me. But he already flew up.
Well, if you do see him, tell him I said hello.
You guys, do you two know each other? I guess you would, right?
Yeah, I know him, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll do that. Thanks, Joe.
I've been around a long time.
Yeah, I know, but as people always say,
I've met a ton of people.
Joe, I remember when you were on the Z Morning Zoo, you're like, I was never on the Z, so I didn't know if you
were on the Z Morning Zoo.
I didn't know if you knew Kid. That's why I'm bringing that up. But
no, it's really funny. A lot of people do that. I remember, man, you used to listen to you on Z100. No, you didn't.
Nope, that wasn't me.
That wasn't me.
Good morning, America. Big show on the radio for Tuesday. Welcome to April 25th, 2023. It's Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Crew is here. 107.1 The Boss. 99.7 FM anywhere on the Boss app. On your smart speaker, you know the deal. A big one ready to go. Text messages flying yesterday afternoon. I'm not even that big a sports fan. But I got to say, it is kind of exciting when you get a big blockbuster sports story like Aaron Rodgers making his way to New York, New York.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, I kind of knew it was going to happen because he had been saying it was going to happen. Yeah. But
it was absolutely, but I mean, it was taking forever.
So
and then there were rumors that the 49ers were starting to be, you know, maybe involved in it a little bit, and they finally pulled the trigger, and finally, I mean, it's great. Good stuff. Good stuff.
So as a member of the Jets organization, you're feeling good about this trade.
Whoa. I am the probably most part-time member of the Jets, and I would not even begin to call me part of the organization.
Well, you get paid to be the announcer there, do you not?
Yes, but that is not part of the organization.
Oh, okay.
That's showing up game day, do what I do, and leave. That's what that is.
Now, what about the
guys? That's important, though, right. Joe. What about don't the guys? Downplay what you do. Come on.
The guy's
important.
Selling hot dogs in the kids. Is he part of the organization?
No, he's about the same level I'm at.
Oh, please.
You know, I mean, with Schusen and those guys who do the radio play by play, they're more, you know, they actually cover the team. Yeah. You know, I'm just a nat will. You know, I mean, I don't, you know what? I love doing it. I absolutely love being the PA announcer for the New York Jets. It's,
sure.
It's one of the best things I've ever done. Same thing with Rutgers. I love doing that. I tell you what, I am just like a gnat in the wheel of that organization. I mean, it's not, I'm, you know.
Now, let me ask you this. You got a badge?
Treat me great.
You got an all-access pass?
Oh, yeah, I get a staff pass, and I can go wherever I want game day and all that.
But, you are part of the organization, whether you like it or not.
And you know what's really cool about it, too, is that when you go in there and there's something else going on, you go to the parking guy and you just show them the staff badge, and they let you in.
Yeah, that's the best place to show that badge is parking. Absolutely.
$40 to park.
Yes.
I don't like those people that get the handicap thing where they really don't need it, and then they give it to friends so they can park closer at a venue. Mm-hmm. That's a little sketchy. He's not, Aaron is not with that Shailene Woodley, the actress, anymore, right? So we're not bringing the celebrity to MetLife Stadium? Okay.
That was on again, off again, and now it's completely off. So,
well, he's no longer in Green Bay, Wisconsin. He's now in New York.
For 18 years, though.
Yeah, I know. You know what?
It's going to be a big change for him.
It's not like he never left Wisconsin, though.
Oh, he was never in Wisconsin.
Yeah. No, I don't think he ever lived there.
But, man.
That's a long career with one team, 18 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Look at my boy Tom. I mean, he's with the Patriots for 20 before he went to Tampa Bay.
Well, look how that worked out for him. He's done.
Yeah, but he was 47 by the time he left, you know?
And you know what the best part about this is now? Right. The Miami Dolphins are the worst team in the division.
Well, they've been the worst team for a while, haven't they?
Them and the New England Patriots.
Yeah,
Here come the Bills and here come the Jets. I love it. Take that, Belichick. Sit there and chew on that one for a day. In that smelly old sweatshirt you wear game day. How about you put a suit on?
Yeah, he does wear a smelly looking hoodie, doesn't he? You'll like this. Yesterday, Jack comes in, you know, the overnight DJ, and he says, hey, I'm going to a Phillies game. I said, oh, yeah? Who are they playing tonight you're going? He said, your Red Sox. I said, oh, boy. He said, yeah, they look terrible. Jack, be nice.
Yeah, but the Red Sox have a problem this year.
They're just awful.
Four teams ahead of them who are really good.
That's awful. But,
you know, you've got Toronto and you got the Yankees and you've got even Baltimore this year is good. There was always, you know, there was always the Orioles to beat up on. Now they're better. Well, it's going to be a rough division this year.
How's Milwaukee looking? They tend to be terrible, right?
Well, who cares?
I'm trying to think of who's at the very bottom of the barrel. At least we're not that bad.
No, but that doesn't. Oh, no. The Red Sox are still a .500 team. I think they're a game or two games over .500. It's just they've got these juggernauts ahead of them, you know?
But they're like in fifth place. I expect better than that. Come on.
Why would you expect that? It's the Red Sox. They're terrible.
It's just a bad couple of seasons. Can you at least show a little bit of...
It's a bad couple of centuries, except for a couple of years.
That's so unfair. It's so ridiculous.
But it's accurate.
No, it is not. I'm moving forward. I haven't even had a full cup of coffee yet. I don't need this.
Other than Jim Rice. I mean, what do you got? Carlton Fisk?
Come on.
Jim Rice and Carlton Fisk. Who else?
I mean, there's
I guess Colavito is good.
There's a number of them.
The Yankees have only won one more game than the Sox.
I mean, the Yankees
they're 13
have,
and 10 and 12 and 12.
Yeah, but they have 27 world championships. So.
Yeah, and not since 2004. I mean,
so, you know, 2003. It doesn't they have 27.
Listen.
Three.
I understand living on the legacy. I had to do that for a long time with my college team, so... You gotta do what you gotta do. No, not anymore.
The Yankees are like Mariah Carey. They had a ton of hits. They were a big star, and now, you know, everybody listens to the Christmas song every year, and that's about it.
62 home runs last year. Were you paying attention to that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not for a second.
All right. Well, here we go. On Route 9.
Time right now for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. I sound like Colonel Sanders. Kentucky Fried Chicken, time right now for the CBB. We got big events going on, small town events, charity events, community organizations, businesses, groups putting on a little fun for the neighborhood, trying to raise awareness or funds for their cause. We're happy to share them all right here. If you have something you'd like us to consider including on the CBB, let us know on the Boss Text Connect, 732-774-4444. Just send us a little link. We got a bunch of them yesterday in email. You can do that, 1071theboss.com. A lot of summer stuff is starting to happen. You can also do that on our Facebook page. You can also go to the website for a complete list of events, station events, community events, anytime. See where the Boss Roadies are going to be on tour, like Friday. It's coming up 10 days away from Cinco de Mayo, starting live at 3 with Van Dusen at Escondido in
so
Freehold.
Good.
They'll have a mariachi band, drink, and food specials. It's going to be a big party.
They give you both the salsas, the green one and the red one.
That's true.
So good.
That's a pretty good spot.
I love it.
That's a pretty good spot. Mm-hmm. Then on Saturday, May the 20th, noon to 2, the Boss Roadies be at Jersey Shore Power Sports for the season opener. Following day, Sunday, May 21st, you get Springsteen on Sunday. Tom Cunningham be back live there, Lake Como, bar anticipation. Not that his show isn't fun every week, but there's a little extra fun when he's there from the bar and the crowd is there and the booze is flowing. It's a good time.
Right. The extra fun is the Bloody Mary. That is the extra fun.
much as we enjoy Tom and his expertise on Bruce music, the Bloody Mary is nice.
You know, when you have one served to you and you're not at home trying to make it while listening to the radio, it's extra fun.
It's an excellent point. And then, of course, the big one, Friday, May 26th, Summer Blastoff 2022. It's Joe Nolan's official first day of summer. We'll be having a planning meeting at his house this Thursday, whether I like it or not, I'm told. It's all presented by Autoland and starring John Ford Coley and Constantine Morales. We'll see you there at the Crab's Claw in Lavalette starting bright and early, 6 a.m. Friday, May 26th, kickoff summer Memorial Day weekend. Earthshare New Jersey Blues is back. An Earthshare New Jersey Blues. Saturday, Martell's Tiki Bar at Point Beach. Doors open at 7. Live music, raffles, 50-50 raffles, and more. All the proceeds going to benefit New Jersey environmental nonprofit organizations working to conserve and protect our air, water, and wildlife.
Oh, that's great.
EarthshareNJ.org for the info. And the New Jersey Folk Festival is going on Saturday, 10 to 5, at the Eagledon Institute of Politics, Douglas Campus, Great Lawn in New Brunswick. Enjoy live performances, food, and a whole lot more. Maybe expand your noodle a little bit.
There you go.
This weekend, I was hoping I'd have an opportunity to expand my noodle.
Expand the noodle.
NJ Foldfest, or Folkfest, njfolkfest.org for more details. There you go. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBBV Community Bulletin Board. Well, here's a happy thought. Are you hungry? Maybe it's not a happy thought. Maybe you're hungry. You got nothing to eat. I don't know.
Yeah.
Usually it's a happy thought to start thinking about food, and that's where we got the idea to do this, because there always seems to be things trending, whether it's the food itself or a restaurant or sometimes even beverages, caffeinated, booze, and otherwise. Time for Food Fall. Excellent. It's Food Fall. Of course, I get to hit that fun button, too.
Very fun.
I'm very hangry.
Very expensive.
Yep, $40,000. It's only been used once by someone. I remember Ross used it when he was in here a few weeks ago.
Oh, he did, yeah.
To say, Joe will be back tomorrow from vacation. He was doing his little Darth Vader voice.
It was good. Yeah. I like it.
$40,000.
$40,000.
Good on him to put it to good use.
Big money.
All right, let's check out these stories trending about food and drink. Reese's Pieces. Mm. They call them Reese's Pieces anymore?
Well, Reese's and Reese's Pieces are different. The Pieces are the ones that look like M&M's.
Oh.
E.T. ate them. And then Reese's are like the cups. So
I see.
The little...
Never had a Reese's, never finished
I know,
E.T.
You're allergic to peanut butter, I know.
Yeah. I'm not a big candy person anyway, so I'm not sure they'd be for me.
Oh,
and,
they're delicious.
Boy, about halfway through E.T., I was like, geez, this movie goes on forever. I mean, the end with the bicycle and past the moon is exciting, I guess, but half that movie is just terrible.
Okay.
It's a snoozer.
Okay.
You got Drew Barrymore screaming everywhere? I don't need that. Reese's has new limited edition versions of their peanut butter cups. That are just hit the store shelves. One that has crunchy peanut butter filling and one that has new creamy filling made with what's described as noticeably smoother texture than the classic version. They're available through the summertime while supplies last and permanently if they sell well. Mm. I guess Reese's owned by Hershey because you can go to the Hershey website to buy these online if you want.
Oh, okay. That sounds very good.
Is this like Captain Crunch where it hurts the roof of your mouth? Is that why they've made it smoother? The texture smoother?
Well, the texture in the Reese cup is already kind of smooth, but there is definitely a great divide between smooth peanut butter lovers and chunky peanut butter lovers.
Oh, so this is like the pulp in the orange juice, huh?
Yes. So if you like the chunky with the actual whole peanuts in it, you generally don't like the smooth, so it's something for everyone, I guess.
Okay.
It's a big thing.
E.T., what do you like?
Elliot.
This is the Food File. New report. Says the average American household throws away about $63 worth of groceries a week. I thought when I started reading the stories it was going to be a year. They throw around about $3,000 a year. People said the food they're most likely to throw away is lettuce.
Yeah.
And you know I hate waste.
I know.
So this makes my skin crawl a little bit.
I know.
Having said that, I agree with the lettuce. Lettuce to me is barely even a food. It's almost decorative. You know, like those little green piece of paper they give you when you get sushi? It's kind of like that.
You know what? Those bags of lettuce too, the salad mixes and stuff, they go bad so quick and they get like mushy and watery.
Horrible.
You just have to throw it away.
Nobody likes lettuce.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, nobody likes celery and it never goes bad. It'll stay there forever.
It's
crunchy forever.
It is.
Other items people tend to throw away, milk. Bananas, apples, bread, avocados, basically all the healthy stuff. Notice no one ever throws away a cake. You notice that? The apple pie, always gone. Everybody always eats it.
Right.
Rita's Italian Ice has new cold-brew frozen coffee. Oh, my God.
That sounds good.
What a fine time to be alive. The new treat comes in three different flavors, including original mocha caramel. Celebrate the new menu item. Rita's is are offering free coffee rewards. Get one for free to try it out on their app.
Okay.
All right, sure.
That sounds amazing.
I got to go. Show's over.
Yeah, there's a Rita's right down the street.
I know there is.
It's walkable.
Time to go get me a cold brew frozen coffee from Rita's. Yeah. I'll see you later.
Sounds very yummy.
You people can play your own songs, all right? Well, it's good news. Slurpee season at 7-Eleven has announced the return of the Bring Your Own Cup Day.
Yes.
That's later on this month, April the 29th. Fans can bring in any cup that they can fit under the drink dispenser to fill with any Slurpee flavor for just $1.99. You know there's going to be some a-hole that comes with like a beer keg trying to fill it up with Slurpee.
So, fun story.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I was working at a different radio station, and we decided to have the interns go and fill up a kiddie pool.
Wait a minute. There were other radio stations?
Yes.
I was not aware of this.
There were other radio stations.
Shocking.
They filled a kiddie pool up with this. They had to let it because it
fit
underneath the dispenser, the entire kiddie pool, and then one of the interns got in the pool and started drinking the Slurpee
water. First of all, that's a waste. The lettuce doesn't bother me. That's a waste. Okay, it's a waste of perfectly good sugar.
He drank it. He drank the whole pool.
Well,
he's
in it?
The whole pool's worth it. Yeah,
he's drank his own juice.
Drink
That's
it.
Disgusting. Also, of course, they let him do it because the kid at 7-Eleven couldn't give less of a damn.
Yeah,
he doesn't
whatever.
Care.
Fill
He's just trying
up.
To get through the 8-hour shift.
A
you
whole
know?
Kiddie pool, though. It was impressive.
That's disgusting. Oh, you're going to like this. Ready-to-drink brand White Box Cocktails expanding their line with single-serve canned dry martini. They call it Tiny T's Dirty Vodka Martini.
Classy.
It's British wheat vodka. With herbaceous dry vermouth and green olive brine.
All in a can.
That's like a... vodka juice box.
I'm brown bagging my martini.
I mean, you reach a dark place when this is your plan. I mean, I'm a drinker. There's no doubt about it. But you've reached a dark place.
Yeah, yep.
Can't even take in the kids' soccer game without bringing your Tiny T's Dirty Vodka Martini. The hell does herbaceous mean?
I don't
herbaceous
know.
Dry vermouth.
It's got herbs in it.
Oh, my goodness. And finally here, new data from marketing solutions company Veracast. If you can't trust info from Veracast, who can you trust? Mm. They revealed that 13% of recent pizza restaurant guests are trading down to frozen over delivery due to inflation. People that otherwise would come to the pizza place are saying, I'll just get the frozen pizza instead because it's too expensive. 43% of recent pizza restaurant guests reported that they purchased a frozen pizza in any typical week. I'll tell you what, the frozen pizzas are not like they used to be. They're pretty darn good.
Some of them are pretty good.
Yeah.
But you know what? Some of them are still kind of pricey. They're like $12 a piece for a frozen pizza.
Yeah.
If you get the better ones, you might as well have it fresh and delivered.
You know how they're changing out all the mascots on, like the box of Pancake Mix?
Yeah,
I'm not allowed
yeah.
to say who it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should maybe change out the Red Baron. Those guys started two world wars over there in Germany, and he was fighting for them in the first one.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't have the Red... Let's cancel the Red Baron on the pizza, huh? How about we do Snoopy pizza instead?
Just don't cancel the pizza, because Red Baron's pretty good, too, and it is cheap. Delicious. It's like $5.
You can keep your German fighter pilot as long as we can have cheap pizza, all right? See, we got double standards here in this country. Code file. Excellent. All the humanity. Herbaceous. It's herbaceous. Round bag that martini, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classy way to tailgate.
Yeah.
Well, I remember back when Little League Baseball, when I used to coach my older son, Brad, there were half the women there. They were in the bag. They'd bring martinis and wine and in their thermoses, and they'd be sitting there drinking all day, whole game.
Well, at least they're being supportive of their children, right?
Yeah.
While right. supporting their drinking problem.
That's right.
What more can you ask of them?
Be all tanked up and drive home with their kids. Yeah, I used to
all tanked up.
My head.
When they have a doubleheader, that's a long time.
That's
to
a
be
long
there.
Day. I agree totally.
Herbaceous.
Yes.
Oh, herbaceous vermouth.
I just can't imagine. A martini is something you sip. It's just you have it in that glass so that you sip it.
Yeah.
You do it carefully. I just in a can just seems so wrong. It seems so wrong.
So you make a real one with the glass before you leave, and then once you start drinking those, you don't know the difference, and you're fine.
I guess
you put it in the Yeti and go ahead and have at it.
It'll stay cold that way, I guess.
Those absolutely.
Middle to end of the night kind of beverage to have it out of the can.
Ugh.
That would be my advice for you.
That's going to be hangover central.
Oh.
So bad.
Like I said, we're drinkers here. We're just judging a little bit when you take it to that level, when you're brown bagging your martini. I don't care if it's shaken or stirred. Give me that bag.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just imagining that scenario. That's
I've got nothing more to say about the canned martini. Wow,
that's it. Clearly.
I can say congrats again to Anna from Wall, even though I called her Janice and then Janet. I feel really bad about it. We hung up with that lady a minute ago. She just won the $100, qualified for $5,000. I said, I sound like such a stuttering fool.
You know,
sounds like I'm drinking martinis.
My microphone is, it's muffled a little bit. And then if you're talking through your car, it can make it a little difficult to hear. So I agree with you that it was hard to hear.
I know, but what's funny is that then you hear in your headphones when you put her on the air, and then it sounds crystal clear.
Yeah, but through our phone.
Yeah, it's like a whole. It's like
it's very muffled.
Talk about Snoopy. It sounds like the teacher from Peanuts. It just
her name was Anna, and you called her Janet?
Yeah, it was way off.
Well, because I get the free money machine sound effects and all that stuff going on. I couldn't understand what she was saying, and I felt bad.
That's way off. Yeah. That's way off.
Because I wanted her to feel special because she wanted the money, you know?
Oh, I'm sure she did after I called her Janet. I bet she was happy as could be.
Well, that's what's going on in my head. So
yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Then she was mad I had to get her date of birth, too. So just
I understand that. I'm over 18. That's all you need to know.
Well, that's not what the sheet says. I got to fill out the information so the company could write her a check.
I understand that.
So anyway, if she's still listening, Anna, I hope you feel very special, and I hope you're glad.
Or Janet.
Or whoever you are. I hope you're glad you won some money from this radio station. Glad to give it to you.
Oh, man.
Rochelle was traveling yesterday. It was a little delayed in her travel, so we had Nick in here yesterday. Thanks again to Dear Easter Nick for coming in. So a lot of people asking how the big birthday celebration went. It went great. And Grayson, very excited to get his Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Over the weekend.
Just ecstatic about the Xbox. I don't think excited is the right word. He just was over the moon excited. I don't think he expected it, which makes the gift that much more special because he's been saving for it. He wants it, but
he was saving money he's got for Christmas and birthdays the past year or so. He's going to try and buy it himself. So
I thought was so sweet. And part of the reason that I wanted to get it for him was I just knew how much he really, really wanted it.
Also, it's much less than that PlayStation 5 thing. So I'm glad. I'm glad he wanted the Xbox and not the PlayStation, but the video. Joe, we got to send you his video. He's rolling around on the floor, hugging it like it's a puppy. He was pretty excited little fella. You know, my favorite, I said to Rochelle when she got in yesterday, I said, how are the kids?
Because we had Xbox!
Oh, there he is.
Xbox! Oh, my God.
It's coming. It's a little Xbox.
All right. Okay. That's enough of that. I was going to say, I asked, how were the other kids from his school? How were they behaved? She said, everyone was well behaved. She said, there was one kid who was a little pompous. And I said, what do you mean he's a little pompous? And she said, well, it really wasn't his fault. I realized it was when the mother came, I realized what the deal was. The kid's name was Connor, right?
Yes.
And what did she call him?
Con-Con.
Con-Con. Mummy is here.
Con-Con.
I love that.
He was very polite.
Oh, Con-Con,
and
Mummy has arrived.
He was just, he was very much an only child and demanded all the attention from everyone. And so he was very cute. He was sweet. It was just... He was like a lot. Yeah. It was a lot. And all the parents left. So it was just me kind of manning all these kids. And that's fine. That's totally fine. But I just...
What do the kid keep saying to you?
Which one?
Grayson's mom. Grayson's mom.
Yeah,
Grayson's mom.
That's what they called me. All of them just called me Grayson's mom. And all of his friends' name are all C's. Yeah. They all had C names.
Oh, that's
every
funny.
Single one of them. So I just called them C1, 2, 3, and 4 because I couldn't remember.
Like Dr. Seuss, thing one, thing two.
I needed name tags. That's what I needed because I just kept saying Grayson's mom. And I was like, did you eat? Do you need food? Do you need it? What's happening?
Joe, how'd you do at these parties back in the day when your kids were growing up?
I don't even remember. I probably, had a flask or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I had White Claw. Absolutely.
That's how you have to get through one of those things.
Yeah. It was 4 hours of screening.
The herbaceous vermouth,
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we used to do it on the weekends and, it was always fun. But the neighborhood that my kids grew up in, out in Hillsboro, there were 31 houses and there were 56 kids under the age of 5 at one point.
Wow.
Wow.
And it was wild.
It's a lot of cake.
It's the wild, wild west.
Wow. You didn't have that many in your house at one time, though, did you?
No. There were different groups. They had their own little, the five-year-old cliques. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was really funny, too, because the boys would be out running around in the backyards and getting all covered in mud. And, there was a woods behind us, and they'd be back there doing all kinds of God knows what. And the girls would all be sitting in a circle on someone's deck playing with something. It was absolutely hilarious, the difference between boys and girls.
Oh, yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
I mean, this is 30 years ago now. But I mean, it was really, really funny. Also, it's funny, too, because my son Bradley calls my Connor Con-Con.
Oh, does he really?
Not in this woman's voice, though. I mean, listen, I wasn't there, but the way Rochelle tells his story, oh, Con-Con!
She was very sweet. It was just, you know, she comes in, and I'm completely disheveled because I'm trying to wrangle all these kids. No, I mean, I was like, I wore the dino suit, so that was a hit. The T-Rex suit came out.
She had the dino suit on. It was pretty funny.
So, I mean, I know my hair was probably great. She just came in, and she's, like, perfectly pressed, and, like, her hair's perfect, and I was like, they're downstairs. I think they're alive. They're fine.
Joe, you want me to really, really blow your mind? The birthday memory that I have that stands out above the others, rather. I'm 6 years old. My parents rented a farm. I don't know why they did it, but a greenhouse where we go to buy the flowers when I was a kid. They rented the place out. We did hay rides. We did pony rides. We did bobbing for apples. And my father dressed up like a magician. And one of my buddies, his dad, dressed up like a scarecrow. And they put on like a magic show. We have home video of this when I'm a kid. He makes the scarecrow come to life, and then he's chasing the kids around. And the guy that ran the greenhouse, he's got a big cigar. I mean, the thing was just a mess.
That's terrifying.
That's awesome.
And then there's me at 6 years old at a pony. Can you imagine that? But it happened. No. It happened. So that's
I can't imagine you near any animal. Actually, it's.
Yep. I went to another kid's birthday party. I got thrown off the pony, hurt my tailbone real bad. And that was so those are the two times I've ever been on a pony. And that kid, by the way, is now a U.S. congressman who I was all annoyed was running for office last year. I should have sued him then. I'd have a lot of money in the bank. Hurt my tailbone pretty good. Yeah, wonderful childhood memories.
Oh, yeah.
You can see how I've turned out this way, and then you hear about Grayson. You're like, well, Grayson will turn out to be a well-adjusted young man.
Yeah, I hope
then you
so.
Hear how I grew up, and you went, makes sense why he's such a disaster of a human being. Makes sense. You got a guy dressed like a scarecrow chasing the kids around. Charming.
That's really
that sounds like actually it was a lot of fun. I bet your dad had a great time.
I think everybody was tanked, as you would say. That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah. They
we
were
didn't
all,
know it, but
of course they were.
Yeah, I think so.
Of course they were.
They were bobbing for vermouth while we were bobbing for apples.
Right. Exactly. As I get older, I realized I think 90% of the time my father was tanked up.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
I'm trying to think. I know for one of his little doodads, Grayson's got the Super Mario Brothers, the Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have that on the Xbox, though. Xbox is Halo, and what else?
Right.
What other games
did
he get there?
Mario is Nintendo, so they're different systems.
So Mario would be the PlayStation. Is that Nintendo?
Mario is Nintendo, yeah.
So Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox are three different gaming things?
Mm-hmm.
Game box?
Xbox is Microsoft, so it's the Microsoft game. So he was playing Fortnite, and he's got the Halo.
Oh,
and
man, I hope they don't have Teams on there. Does the Teams thing open up when you... So you have to do Windows update.
I had to set that stupid Xbox up, and that took longer than anything ever. I had to create an account, and there was a parent account. It was a whole, it was insane.
Well, that's how Microsoft is. You ever open up your computer, you get to send one email, pay a bill or something, then it goes, you should have told us. We had a Windows update. You should have told us when to do it. Now we're going to do it right now and restart your computer in the window of,
It was so, I just make a new Outlook account, and then it wanted a password for this, and then my phone number, and then I was trying to set up the parental controls, because obviously if he's playing those games, I want to make sure I monitor that. It was a mess.
But he's got the Mario on something, right?
That's the Switch.
And that's a Nintendo thing.
That's Nintendo.
All right.
Yes, we have Mario.
I was just bringing that up because I was looking at the numbers here. Super Mario Brothers. Remember everybody was saying, not my Mario?
Yeah,
there was like
a whole
thing. They didn't want Chris Pratt. The thing is, huge movie. It's almost $1 billion.
That's amazing.
Number one for a month now. It's looking at 5 weeks, number one at the box office. It's on its way to be the biggest hit of the year.
I've read some reviews, and it's got pretty positive reviews from the people who have seen it.
Makes me want to go see it.
I know. I kind of want to see it. Yeah. I just don't know how I get through him not saying, it's a Mario. How do you? It's me, Mario? I don't know.
$1 billion can't be wrong.
I guess.
Time for hashtag mom. Confessions. After the weatherman confessions we had going yesterday, we're back to the moms and occasionally the dads here. I feel like we already did some confessions talking about that birthday party. We check our socials. We look for that hashtag. Then we share them every morning about 7:20 and 9:20, just like this.
At KJ Marie 44 said, I love when people underestimate my almost 3-year-old and are like, is that a choo-choo? And he'll be like, actually, it's a high-speed bullet train.
But listen, he's not messing around.
Very smart. Diana Adams said, our toddler just learned how to snap. I'm sorry to wait staff everywhere.
A con-con. Oh, con. Mummy's here.
Ringside Jenny said, my kids could never get away with murder because they leave empty fruit snack wrappers at the crime scene.
You know who could get away with murder? Rochelle. Be afraid.
Uh-huh.
Be very afraid. Hashtag mom. Every morning, 7:29, 20. Someone in, you might get yours right here. I got a question for you. Is your Outlook working? There have been problems for several days for a lot of people. I remember the other day, neither one of us could get email at all.
Yeah.
Which is just terrible, man. It was so rough not being able to get emails from HR. It's terrible.
Mine, well, I don't check it very often.
Yeah.
The last I checked, it was working, but I did have issues the other day. So I think there is definitely something going on.
The email is, when you get a browser that won't load, it's kind of like that button in the elevator where you keep hitting door closed, door closed.
Yes.
You know, and I don't think it really does anything. You know, the refresh button?
Right.
I'm convinced it doesn't really do anything. It was going to redown. Download or it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no in between, but apparently a lot of people still having problems. And I guess the reason is that they've moved over the Hotmail, the old Hotmail, to Outlook.
Yes.
And I still have several Hotmail accounts. All of my email are all free.
Mm-hmm.
I think I do have a Gmail, but I wouldn't even know what it is because I had to have that to get the YouTube. They only take Gmail. But it's funny, like
really?
you ever call up and you have to give people an email address or if you're, you know, they say, I don't know, you want your receipt at the hotel sent to your, and I always go, yeah, it's so-and-so at hotmail.com. They just go, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, hotmail.com.
I have several times written your email address for you on forms that we've had to fill out and accidentally put Gmail because I just assume that's what it is.
So there's some Robbie Bridges at Gmail that's got all my business,
yes,
huh?
Yeah. And the way, you know what? I have friends who still have an AOL account.
Yeah.
So that's even further than Hotmail. I'm surprised that those are still working.
Hey, girl, no problem with that. AOL.
Exactly. Exactly.
I've had it since 1994.
Among other people, though. I know a few people who still have AOL.
This is still do the, you've got mail.
I don't know. I haven't had an AOL.
How fun would that be? Open up, you still have that happen you look at your email.
It would be great, but the last time I did that was in 1994, right. So I don't know. I don't know what it does when you open it.
Oh, if I don't know the person, I also feel the need to spell it out and say HOTMAIL.
I do, because
it kind of sounds like a gay porn site or something, hotmail.com. Not that there's anything wrong with that, I just don't want people to think that's where my...
What?
It's not like I'm Robbie at this porn site. So I always take the point. If I don't know the person, like if it's an insurance person or something, I always spell out mail like the mail.
Uh-huh.
Honest to God, that's true. I've always done that.
I have never in my life thought of hot mail as in like hot man mail. But now I'm never, ever going to be able to hear it differently
I know.
Ever again.
Tells you everything you need to know about me.
So thanks for that.
I better get a Gmail stat, huh? Time for Robbie and Michelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know. Number five to number one. And reminder, we're on demand and at your fingertips anytime at 1071theboss.com. Wherever you get podcasts or we're at Robbie and Rochelle Radio on all the socials. Not on Hotmail, Gmail, though.
No.
This is on the social media, the Facebook and all of that, and the TikTok. Number five, speaking of Facebook, do you see this? Last week, they agreed to settle a class action lawsuit. There's a lot of fallout here for $725 million. Some people think that they were wrong to do this. Other people are excited about it because if you had a Facebook account between 2007 and the end of last year, you're entitled to file a claim online. You download the form and mail it in. The deadline to do it is August 25th, and everybody is entitled to a few bucks here because they know how many people they had, but
right.
You think it was like 2 billion Facebook users worldwide.
But that's assuming that everybody fills out the form, right? So
you could
get more money if less people do it,
I'm not even sure on your calculator you can do 1 billion, but let's say 999 million people divided by $725 million. You're going to get about $1.37. So,
hey, I'll take it. $1.37 is $1.37.
Go get your Slurpee at 7-Eleven.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Mark Zuckerberg. Number four, a hearse was recently transporting a corpse so the person's organs could be donated to a medical school.
Oh, okay.
Which I have strong feelings about. You're an organ donor, aren't you?
Well, that's a little bit different. They're donating their body to science. That's a little bit different. But yes, I am an organ donor.
Then you're donating your organs to science, are you not? Well, I guess that's
no,
science.
No, it's a little different. Yeah. Right. It's if I, you know, if there's a living person who can use my kidney and I'm dead. Sure, you can have it. What
I feel like
I
if they dragged me in there, they wouldn't look and say, get him out of here. Oh, my God. Anyway, the guy driving the hearse loses control. This is in a snowy road. This is out in Montana, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And he careens off the road. He crashed through a barricade and almost over a cliff.
Oh, my gosh.
The hearse was teetering over the edge of it when a tow truck came, was able to pull him back, get it all straightened out. And by the way, that's a bad day for the tow truck driver having to deal with this.
Yes.
Officials say once the police were called to the site that the weight of the body in the back is what kept the hearse from going over the cliff.
Stop it.
Wow. At least one of them cheated death, huh?
Yeah.
Grim Reaper's like, 0 for 1. This guy, I feel like he's in that movie, Final Destination.
Yeah,
that's... He better be very careful going forward, because he's skinned by on this one.
Oh, that's a crazy story.
Number three, scientists have discovered a new frog species, you're going to like this, that disguises itself as a mound of poo.
Ew, what?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I felt the need to play Prince Charles there, but... Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Also, he's the king, I know. People keep texting, he's King Charles now. I know, he's whatever. Prince Charles to me.
Whatever.
Right? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
The new study describes Litoria nesipella as being camouflaged to look like droppings in order to ward off hungry predators.
Ew.
Now, let me tell you, nothing turns you off like seeing a mound of poo.
Uh-huh.
That's
man,
so gross.
Poor black bear's out in the woods somewhere looking to have a little meal. He's like, oh my God, man, who's... What do these people eat? There's a certain person who works in this building that if you happen to catch it at the wrong time, the men's room is just
okay.
like that.
Okay.
Men's room is just like that.
It's like a frog.
Yeah, well, he's going to be a big frog, let me tell you.
Camouflaging himself.
Number two, Ed Gale. He's a little person actor who played Chucky. I thought Chucky was an animatronic,
yeah,
like a robot
know.
For those Chucky movies.
Yeah.
You know, the horror movies with the doll that comes to life, kills people. No, there is actually a little person who played Chucky. He was in the suit. Now, he's not the voice of Chucky, but he was in the outfit.
Body,
I guess they put the plastic head on him and all of that.
Okay.
So the deal is Ed now has been charged with soliciting sex. I think the idea here is that he's soliciting a prostitute. He is now 59 years old. LAPD says they're investigating charges. Oh, my God. I've never seen any of those movies. I've just seen the clips, but...
I've seen bits and pieces when they were on TV, but I'm not into horror movies, so that's not my thing. But that one in particular just seems so stupid.
I'm not defending anybody, but, I mean, if you're the guy that played Chucky, you might have no shot with anybody anyway. This might be the only way you get any loving.
Stop it. That's not okay. That's not okay.
I mean, I almost feel bad, but I guess not. That is terrifying. Bonus story, sex experts. This is Smutty Fast Five. I'm enjoying this.
I love
sex
it.
Sex experts. Uh-huh. That's like the Laura Korn we have on every...
She's a sex expert.
Valentine's Day. They put together a list of 10 sexy activities to liven things up for couples.
Very sexy.
They include shopping for lingerie.
Okay.
Okay. Romantic bubble baths.
Uh-huh.
Playing sexy truth or dare. A naked pillow fight.
Okay.
Mattress wrestling.
That's kind of like a naked pillow fight, right?
Kissing in the rain and underwear grams. This is where you buy a pair of underwear and you have something printed on it. Bring it down to the, what do they call those places where you get a t-shirt made? The screen
the
pressing.
The t-shirt place?
Yeah. And with a sexy message on it. Can you imagine us doing any of these things? Naked pillow fight. I mean, we've had a naked pillow fight because I accidentally hit with the pillow while you're getting changed.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, no.
Romantic bubble bath. I don't do bubble baths.
You don't do bubble baths?
I don't like soap in certain crevices and places. It's not for me. The truth or dare.
I mean, I would do any of these things. I don't think you would do them.
Yeah,
this is not your thing.
Maybe this would be like a solo thing for you. You do
very sexy.
Create some sexy moments just for
by
yourself.
By myself.
Sure.
Hot.
You're sitting on the couch, sending yourself sexy messages.
I made myself these underwear.
Yeah.
I love them.
Email yourself from your Gmail account to another email address. What's up there, pretty? And number one, turn up your radio, turn up your stereo. New study. It's found that listening to music can help prevent dementia as you get older.
Hmm.
Learning to play an instrument can do this, too. It sharpens certain part of your brain, which is why they say listening to music is good. I guess don't turn it too loud. Or maybe, I'm sorry, what? They're going to think you have dementia.
Yeah, no. That makes
Grandpa,
sense.
Grandpa, how are you today? Huh? And that's any given Tuesday for me.
No.
Tuesday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Tim Duncan. He's 47 today. Jason Lee. You remember him from Almost Famous?
Oh, yeah.
He played Dave in the Alvin and the Chipmunks movies, which, by the way, are not as bad as you might think they are.
No, they're cute. They're
He's
all right.
53. Renee Zellweger and parts of her face, 54. So is Joe Buck from Fox. Eric Avery from Jane's Addiction. He's 58 today. Hank Azaria from The Simpsons. Talia Shire. Remember her as Adrian and Rocky and Connie in the Godfather movies.
Oh, right.
Happy birthday, honey. 77 today. Stu Cook from CCR. Bjorn Ulvaeus. I never know how to say his name.
Say it one more time.
Bjorn Ulvaeus, I believe is how you say it. He's still one of the male singers from ABBA.
Yeah.
They've all got those crazy names.
Yeah. Sassy.
Huh? And Al Pacino, speaking of The Godfather, 83 today. Today is National Telephone Day, National Lingerie Day.
Oh, apropos.
Yeah. And World Malaria Day. Well, that brought the room down, didn't it? That slowed everybody down.
Why is that a day?
Everybody skipped a beat on that one.
Who's celebrating that? Well, what is that?
It's not celebrating. I think it's for awareness to avoid or to help those that have contracted.
Yeah, avoid malaria. Avoid it.
This is a public service announcement. Ever thought you might like to get malaria? Don't.
Don't. No.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's it. I need to put a moratorium on the Charles clip there. Uh-huh.
No, that's a good tip, though. Don't get malaria.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea.
Good awareness day. Good awareness.
Good idea.
By the way, I just caught it. We almost said happy birthday to Len Goodman, one of the judges on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
He was supposed to turn 79 today, but he dropped yesterday. So he's still room temperature, but he was supposed to.
Don't say it like that.
He dropped yesterday.
Well, he did. He died yesterday morning.
How horrible to die the day before your birthday.
But even
that happens a lot. Yeah. Remember, didn't we have a story on that a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
That a lot of people, it's a pretty common thing for people to die the day before their birthday.
I'll tell you what aggravates me, and I know Rochelle and I have argued about this, is that the guy, he's 79, but all the reports that he died at 78, he's a day away from 79. I feel like he's got a whole year of his life he doesn't get credit for because of it.
Yeah, right.
Like you couldn't have made it just 27 hours and everybody would have said 79.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why
he would have been 79. He's not 79.
He didn't make it to 79.
He's a day short. He did live a year of life. I feel like the guy doesn't get credit for everything he did the past year. You know, because he was on the show until a couple of months ago.
The wise words from Ricky Bobby: if you ain't first, you're last. So if you don't make it, you don't make it.
Shake.
That's right.
And bake.
Well, but whatever you do, don't get malaria. That's not the way you want to go.
No.
Don't do that.
I love that when he said that. If you're not first, you're last.
That's right.
That's great.
You got to live by that.
Absolutely.
Your days are numbered, Ricky Bobby.
That was such a great movie.
I just saw it for the first time.
I forced him
not
to
that
watch
long
it.
Ago because you guys were talking about it. And I said, well, I got to see it. It was pretty good.
It's absolutely hilarious.
And it's one of those movies, the more you watch it, the funnier it becomes because you pick up on things that you didn't hear. Yeah.
What'd you think?
I love that when the one guy calls Hill's mom and says, ask him how to use his remote. Why am I helping you to go use a remote my house?
What'd you think about, I prefer my baby Jesus wearing a tuxedo. What was it?
Yeah, that's what he says.
He's ready to party.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy stuff. That was a great movie. Yeah. Funny, funny movie.
But don't get malaria, okay?
No.
Be careful out there. There's one crossing guard there. He's about 104, right? And he's just telling every direction to come. He's like, hold on, wait. I don't think he knew what was going on.
Very stressful.
Somebody needs to look at the books there. They hired way too many crossing guards in South Amboy, if you ask me. But I don't do that every day.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
And they got one policeman there. He's like, I don't care. I'm just collecting my overtime. It doesn't matter to me. As long as it's not an accident, whatever you want to do is fine.
It was very confusing. Oh. And the kids' schools like this. I think a lot of school districts are like this, that every block is kind of blocked off with a crossing guard. And I get it, and you got to follow them, but it's just, if they don't know what they're doing.
Well, it's not that I wasn't willing to follow the guy, but he's giving three different people three different commands.
If they don't know what they're doing, and he's telling everyone to go at the same time, I don't know how safe this really is for the kids to cross the street.
I think the issue with that guy is that he is close to being room temperature, if you know what I'm saying. Him and Len Goodman, if you know what I'm saying.
Jeez, too soon.
Let's get this thing going here. It is 7:50 now. So, what's something that you cared a lot about in the past? Maybe when you were a kid, you know, school days, golden rule days. But now, you just couldn't care less. It used to be something you really thought about, something that really mattered to you. But now, not even a little bit. How do you answer that? That's kind of a deep question.
It is. And the first thing that comes to mind is when I was younger, I always cared what other people thought of me.
Sure.
And I wanted everyone to like me.
That's natural. You're a human being.
Right. But now I'm like, if you don't like me, that's fine. Like, you don't have to, I don't like everybody. And
see, I don't believe you. I think to some degree, it does bother you a little bit when somebody has got it against you. You know?
Having it against me for no reason and just not liking me. Like, I don't care what you think of me, really. If I go out in public and I look, you know, disheveled, I don't really care what you think of me in that sense. But if someone has like a vendetta against me for no reason, that's a little different.
So that does still bother you a little bit. I mean, everybody wants to be liked and loved, you know, I think so. Or at least respected.
Yeah. I used to really care about my birthday and want to go celebrate and have a week long thing.
That down for you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You shut it right down. I just don't care anymore. We'll just forget it. Yeah. I don't age anymore. I'm 28 forever. I used to really be into politics and talking politics with people. And now I just won't because it's a fight. Like you can't. you can't speak to somebody about politics without it being an argument. And so now I don't care about it. I'm like, whatever.
You and I don't necessarily agree on all politics, and yet we can talk about it just fine.
You and I can, but most...
We fight about all kinds of things,
do.
And yet that is something that we always just go, yeah, I didn't know that.
And that's, like, how that's how it should be.
Right.
But for the most part, if you're speaking to somebody, you just can't do it anymore, and it becomes a point of contention, and there's lost friendships, and people don't talk. And I'm like,
you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to walk around. Since Biden announced this morning he's running for re-election, I'm just going to walk around this building and just go, hey, good morning, how are you? What do you think of Biden running? I just want to see if I started flaming people.
No, you don't do it. See, it's like you used to be able to do that kind of stuff. You used to be able to talk to your coworker.
I'm going
to
poke the bear today.
Somebody you knew, but you can't do that anymore because everyone's so sensitive, and they're so stuck in their ways, and that's okay, but I just don't care anymore. I'm like, whatever, let's talk about something else.
Let's go do some stereotyping over at Target. I'm going to get a guy in a truck with the flag in the back and go, hey, so Biden's running. What do you think? And I'm going to go to some lady that's got a sticker for Bernie Sanders and see what she thinks. But, see if they answer the way I think they will. It'll be kind of fun.
You know what else I used to really care about? Farmville.
Farmville? Yeah. Oh, that Facebook game. Do people still play that? The Candy Crush, the Wordle, all of these things come and go.
I do have Candy Crush because I play it on a plane because you don't need the internet. But I used to love I used to set timers on my phone to make sure I would harvest my crops so they didn't die in farm. I was obsessed.
And I had at least three or four people on Facebook, and there are always people you're not really that close to. And you get the notification that says, Joe is, not Joe, but Joe, Chris has fed his animals. I'm like, who gives a oh my gosh.
It was a solid 2 years where I was like, I have to go. I can't be out right now. I got to go harvest my crops.
I got to milk that cow.
Seriously.
I got some milking to do. Well, I'm here to tell you I never cared and I don't care now. Something you cared about in the past, but now not so much. I'd say wearing a suit and tie dressing up. I'm much more casual than I used to be. I know I need an answer there for Facebook where you can also answer. You can also text us 732-774-4444. Boss Text Connect. You probably do need some information line too. What's the deal?
Good morning. I was just trying to make sure I got the right number because I know y'all do the thing for the cash.
Yes.
I want to know what hours do you do it?
Well, I can't just tell you. You got to give us your email at the website, and then we'll send you an email and tell you what times. But I can tell you, you got two more chances today. That's for sure.
What's the emails?
You got to go to 1071theboss.com and then click $5,000 in your hand, and then we'll send you a message back.
1071theboss.com, you said?
That's right. Yep.
And then click $5,000 in your hand, you said?
Yep. And then put in your email address, and we'll email you back with all the times you get to listen to Win the Money.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well. What happens when I turn the thing off that connects to the phone. Sorry about that. Good luck winning the money there. Does that make sense? Only a couple of more days, by the way, to get qualified. Two more chances today is what I was trying to say. Anna from Wall was a winner this morning. She picked up $100, qualified for the $5,000 in your hand. And we'll do it two more times today, three times every workday, starting at 6 in the morning right till 6 in the evening. Jersey's Free Money Station, 1071theboss.com. Believe that $5,000 grand prize coming next week. So hop to it if you want to sign up there for your last couple chances to win here, 1071theboss.com. We have more fun planned. This is just the grand prize for the $5,000.
Yes.
So then we'll keep going after that. But a lot of people have already qualified for that $5,000. Meanwhile, our He Said.
She Said.
Just underway. It is something you used to care about a lot. Cared about it a lot in the past, but now you really don't care anymore. Not so much.
I mentioned that I was obsessed with Farmville.
Yeah, the Facebook game. Yeah. Yes.
And Rafika texted in and said, I was also obsessed with Farmville. One time our internet went out in our house and I made my daughter go with me to the diner where I knew there'd be internet so I could harvest my crops.
What can we get you, honey? Nothing. I'm just here to play Farmville.
Very important. It would take 7-8 hours for those things to grow, and you didn't want to let them die.
All right, I'll have a cup of coffee and some hash, but now I'm back to the Farmville.
Very important.
Uh-huh.
Text from 3221 said, keeping my hair. I used to try to mask some of my baldness with a better haircut, but at this point it's just sad, so I shave it all off.
I mean, you got to accept reality, my friend.
I think it comes to a point, if you're not okay with that little ring thing in the back, I know there's a term for it, but I call it like the U. It's like the U. If you're not okay with that, then you just have to have some acceptance.
You got to shave it off.
Shave it off,
yes. You got to go Jason Statham,
Yes. And Sue said, my ex.
Used to care a lot. Now, not at all.
Not at all.
That's a very good answer.
It's a great answer.
732-774-4444. 774-4444. Call us, text us, Facebook. We'll grab a couple more. That's your He Said.
She Said.
Something you used to care about a lot, but now, not so much.
$5,000 in your hand.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, just fine. Thank you. You're calling number 10. You're going to play for some free cash, baby.
Oh, my God.
And the good news is, yes, the Wi-Fi has connected, so the free money machine is ready to go. So you're qualified for $5,000, the $5,000 in your hand, our grand prize. You're already qualified for that. Let's see how much money we get out of the machine here for you just for getting through this morning. What's your name, buddy?
My name is Santa.
All right.
I cannot believe it. Still on track.
Look at this. I got a $100 bill for you.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much.
So enjoy the hundo. I hope you win that $5,000. You got any plans for the big cash?
All right. It's a lot. Too much I have to do.
Okay. There's plenty you can do with $5,000. That goes a long way, even with inflation, right?
Yes, where absolutely.
Where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm driving to school.
Okay.
At work.
All right. That's good. Tell them who is Jersey's free money radio station, if you would.
Oh, 107, The Boss.
Yeah, I like that. The Boss. Nice going, Anna. Another chance to play and win with Michelle. We got two more chances today to qualify for the $5,000, as a matter of fact, coming after 10 from Jersey's free money radio station. I meant to ask you, you found your headphones. Oh, yeah, you got them on, obviously.
I got them, yeah.
Because Nick had to steal your headphones yesterday.
He looked very good in the pink headphones. I like them very much.
I got to post a picture. I was just looking at it again. He took an Instagram picture of he and I didn't realize, and in the picture it looks like I'm scowling at him, like I'm making a stare of death, resting bitch face, if you will, but that's not what it is. I was looking at the screen, but it appears as though he's smiling and all excited to be, good morning, here I am live with Robbie, because for people that don't know, right, like today, he's back in his weather center where he's got the radar and all of that stuff, and he does TV, and I don't know, I guess it's not TV, but he does like a web weathercast, you know, he's got like his own channel.
It's all over social media.
Right, where you can just, you get the updates all the time from Nick. And so usually that's where he is, but he was here yesterday. He takes his picture. It looks like I'm just so annoyed, and I'm not, but I felt bad, and he captioned it and everything, and I tried to edit the picture so I could repost it, but I don't know if it's going to work. But it's a pretty funny picture. I look so mad. I just, if I do post it, I assure you, I was not mad. I was delighted that he was here. But
that's generally the face that you have all morning long, is like a semi-scowl.
Is this true?
Yeah, and you don't necessarily pay attention to much that's happening beyond your computer screens there. So
I mean, there's a lot.
I know you've got a ton of stuff going on. You're pressing 800 buttons, but it's just funny because you could sneak all kinds of pictures of you and you just have no idea that that's even happening.
You used to do that a lot when we first started working together.
Oh, yeah.
And I see these now and you're like, look at this from 7 years ago. I was like, when did you take that?
I used to have that Snapchat and there was always these weird filters and I'd put them on your face and just make all these weird faces. You had no idea.
Remember we used to work through the glass the other side, that other station there. There was a guy, he used to lick his chops. He looked like a dinosaur. I know you took some video of that.
Absolutely.
That's what we should post again. That would be pretty good. But anyway, your headphones are okay.
They're okay.
He wanted to plug in the earbuds. The earbuds are not going to work. That's not what this is.
You got to have the little special little plug
here. That's not what this is for. Mm-hmm. I must have complained 6 times, by the way, because he's like, wow, you're very, what are you doing now? He kept asking me questions what I'm doing. I'm like, this is because Big Boss Bob needs to hire me a producer. Can't do all of this by myself. I'm missing for Vinny some days. I used to make him do that.
I understand.
So now Joe ain't doing it. That's for sure.
Nope.
All right, but let's put the wrap on this sucker.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Get a little close to home there, didn't it? Something you used to care about a lot in the past, but now, not so much. You really don't care anymore. You're more at peace yourself. I mentioned dressing up was one for me.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was trying to prove, but talk about looking at old pictures. Like, I'd be sitting there wearing a sport jacket and tie and a pocket square and all of this doing my show. Now, I can understand when I used to work for the big corporate people, they'd come in. You know, you want to look nice. You put your
absolutely.
Best foot forward. If you're having some sort of a meeting with the CEO or whatever, I used to do those sort of things. And, yeah, I guess you put on a tie. But I'd be sitting there playing Luke Bryan. There was no reason to be wearing a sport jacket.
So I just probably not.
I don't care about that stuff anymore. I used to think that I couldn't, you couldn't be the QB unless you were dressed up. And that's not true. People don't care what you're wearing. It's about how smart you are, you know?
No, they don't care what you're wearing. I think especially now, especially after COVID happened and a lot of people went working at home.
Yeah.
After that, people just became a little bit more casual. Yeah. That's the style now. It really is more casual.
But I do think there are some situations where it is nice to still dress
up. Absolutely. You know? And I think you should still dress up in some situations, and some people don't. And they take that casual a little too literally.
And then they ruin it for everybody else, you know?
Right.
I mean, if you're paying boku bucks to go to a nice restaurant, there's some jack-off sitting there in his cargo shorts with a baseball hat on. I mean, come on. You're bringing down a room for everybody.
Right. You know? John said, the attractiveness of my partners. I held an unreasonably high standard about the types of women I'd go on a date with after my divorce. But as I get older, I become far less shallow and looks are much less important compared to how we click on a personal level.
Well, he's gone to some therapy.
Very thoughtful answer.
He's got a therapist for sure. That's psychobabble right there. But hey, good for you, pal.
Text from 0989 said job loyalty. Now it's more about personal loyalty.
Yeah, I mean, there's some truth to that. You know,
yeah,
it's a give and take.
But you're always replaceable at work.
At the end of the day, they'll fire you, so you got to be willing to quit if you can do better for yourself and your family. I get that.
And Lydia said, the Beatles. When I was a teenager, I couldn't get enough of them. Read every book, bought every record, collected everything I could get my hands on. Paul came to my hometown last year, and I couldn't even muster up the enthusiasm to go see him, and the venue was 3 blocks from my house. Wow.
Well, I don't like you either, you do. You don't come and see me, it doesn't matter to me. I got $1 billion, you know, DVD. I don't know why I did a little finger shot.
I don't know,
never seen Paul do this, but I do it when I do it. So I think I'm doing Dana Carvey doing
That's
Paul McCartney
exactly
on
what you're doing.
Saturday Night Live years ago. Something you used to care about a lot now? No. 732-774-4444. Bus Text Connect is open all day. We check him even after the show. That's true. Rochelle's got the laptop going all afternoon.
I do.
I don't know why, but she does. Or on the Facebook at 1071 The Boss.